America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. Got a couple of packs of baseball cards. We've been doing football. We're going to go back to baseball here for the postseason. I have one pack of 1987 Tops that we've used before. Actually, we used this, well, yeah, Game 7 of the World Series that we did last year. So we'll do that. I'll read them to you. But, BT, before we do that,
yeah.
I also have a pack of these Tops Leaders cards, and I think they're from either 85 or 86.
Looks like it's 87, Sal.
80, see it says on the back there, 1986?
Okay, yep, 86.
Okay, anyway, so there's six cards in each.
I've never seen these before. This is like
I do remember having these.
You do?
As a kid, yeah.
Wow.
They're smaller cards,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I figured,
small.
Let's go head-to-head here and see if we could run the table.
Okay.
Because these are all league leaders at the time in 86.
All right.
So let's do that before we get to the pack. This will go quick. You want to go first?
Yeah, all right. So, Toby Hara.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Right,
I don't think it's
going to
be as easy as you think here.
Cleveland?
He is with the Texas Rangers at this point.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
Look at that. Look at that card right there. Toby.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the high socks, the high stirrups.
I'm already over. What else?
Now, what did he lead the league in, though?
No,
oh, based on official rank. It doesn't really say.
All right. I can't see.
Toby Hara.
Okay.
Brett Butler.
86 Tops. Mm. Brett Butler. He was with Cleveland.
Yes. There you go. One for two. Jack Clark.
He was with... I'm going to say the Cardinals.
Yep, two for three. Really the only power source they had in that lineup. Danny Cox.
Also Cardinals.
Yes, sir.
Lefty
nice
pitcher.
Job, yourself. Yeah. He's a righty pitcher.
A righty pitcher? I thought he was lefty pitcher.
Righty. Righty pitcher. Okay. How about Glenn Wilson? As we zoom through it. These cards are cool. I like
Phillies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're
outfielder
cool.
Glasses.
Yeah, I believe. Was Glenn a catcher or not? He was an outfielder.
Okay.
Yep, four for five. And the last one is Ryan Sandberg. So you got five out of six. There you go.
Yeah, see, I told you should run the table.
Done.
All right, here you go. Ready? This is a quickie. Appetizer.
Okay.
Keith Hernandez.
Mets.
Look at this card, dude. Tell me that.
Oh, it was the helmets off.
Helmet
wow.
off. Is that just such a cool
like Alvarez. Thing, all those Mets can't keep their helmets on.
George Brett.
Royals.
Charlie Liebrandt.
Charlie Liebrandt's a pitcher at this point. Oh, boy. He may have been on the Royals. Hold on. Let me just think. Definitely a pitcher. Dodgers, Cardinals. I'm going to say the Royals.
Yes, it is the Royals. There you go. Three for three. And fitting two Royals as we get ready for Yankees Royals.
Okay.
Gorman Thomas.
Brewers, outfielder.
Ooh.
Right? Or Seattle?
Oh.
Seattle. I was a little quick on
now,
that.
Now, wait, was he with?
Higashioka, the home run stroker.
Yeah, so he was what? What year was that now?
Was he with the, this was 86 Tops, was he with the Brewers before? Or did you just...
He was with the Brewers earlier because he was on the 82 team, the Brewers team that they referenced last night, the last Brewers team to come back with a trailing after seven in the postseason. That was the 82 team. That was Gorman Thomas. That was Robin Yount. That was Molitor. That was Ben Ogilvy.
I didn't know if you just misspoke real quick, but okay.
My bad.
Dale Murphy.
Braves back-to-back MVPs.
Joaquin Andujar.
Joaquin Andujar was a Cardinal, a pitcher at that point.
Yeah.
Very animated, kind of a nut job, who was a good pitcher.
All right, so that was fun little appetizer.
Yeah.
All right, now I get the real cards here. We'll go
quickly.
Batting
practice?
Yeah, well, I figured with the league leaders, it's cool because you're going to have popular names in there. But how about that? We couldn't even run the table. You should have.
All right.
This is
87, Sal?
Yeah, 87
all
Tops.
Right.
Okay, let's get
87.
Brett Butler.
Indians.
Yes.
All right.
Rookie card.
Ooh.
Tops All-Star rookie. Wally Joyner.
Wally's World, the big SI article, Sports Illustrated, California Angels.
Yes, I remember this card as a kid. Like, just pulling that card was a big deal.
He was good. He was a good player.
Jim Fregosi, manager's card.
Jim Fregosi. All right, the White Sox is... Let me just go through the process here. Maybe in the Cubs as well. Jim Fregosi, 87. When did La Russa get to the White Sox there? All right, Tony was with the White Sox, so it's not him. I say Cubs.
White Sox.
Damn it!
I don't even remember this card, nor do I remember Fregosi with the White Sox. I remember La Russa 86 Tops with the White Sox.
Yeah.
So that's, I definitely want to get that. All right, Gary Ward.
Gary Ward was an outfielder.
Yep.
He was a right-handed hitter.
Yep.
He was, let me just go through the process, he was either a Yankee or a Twin at this point. And we're doing 1987?
Yeah.
I think that Gary Ward was on the Yankees at this point. No, wait, 87, hold on. I'm going to say Yankees. Twins?
Rangers.
Ooh.
Twins from 79 through 82. I think the Yankees is a good guess because he might have been.
He was definitely on the Yankees
like
after
at
that.
Some point that
no
year.
No question.
So he went from the Twins
DH
to the Rangers
outfield.
In this card. Yeah.
Nah.
Frank Williams. I don't think I've ever heard of him.
I mean, Frank Williams, the point guard for the Knicks, Illinois. Yeah. Seattle.
San Francisco.
All right, 2 for 5.
Ernie Witt.
Ernie Witt was Blue Jay.
Yes.
Let's go.
Good call.
Thank
Catcher,
you.
I believe, right?
Yes.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher was a pitcher who threw gas, who was eventually on the Yankees for a minute. He may have been on the Pirates here. I'm going to say Pirates.
Ah, Yanks.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm right around the ball.
I know. Those are frustrating. Ozzie Smith.
Ah, Cardinals.
Alan Ashby.
Astros.
Yes. Ron Washington.
Ooh. Rangers or Twins? Ron may have been the Twins at this point.
Final answer?
Twins.
Twins. Good call.
Nice.
Lee Lacy.
Lee Lacy was an outfielder, and I see him in a Pirates uniform. May have messed around to Phillies for a minute. Lefty swinger. I'll say Pirates.
Orioles.
Ooh.
He was with the Pirates before that for a long time. So
I remember him playing against the Mets a lot on Channel 9.
He was Dodgers, Pirates, and then he was with the Orioles here. Ron Guidry.
Yankees.
That card. This card just brings you back.
Oh, I've seen that card a million times.
It's so cool. Lance McCullers.
Pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his son is a major leaguer. A lot of arm issues. Lance McCullers could have been the Yankees for a minute. Could have been Toronto. I say Toronto.
Padres.
Ah.
I think this is when he first came up with San Diego.
Okay.
Maybe a couple years in. Ted Simmons.
Good player. Really good catcher. Okay, I always get this mixed up. Ted Simmons. Was,
right, you got to get the timeline
right.
Yeah,
Cardinals or Brewers here. Hold on. Ted Simmons. Whoa, this is going to really annoy me if I mess this up, and I might. Ted Simmons was a good player. Damn it.
I want to give you a hint.
Daryl Porter. Like, I get those two mixed up. Go ahead, give me a hint.
It's not the Cardinals or the Brewers.
Wow. Tigers?
Braves. 87 tops. He was with the Brewers for Cardinals forever, Brewers for 4 or 5 years here, and then 86, and then this card 87 tops. Ted Simmons with the Braves.
I should get that one. That's bothersome.
Omar Moreno.
Omar Moreno was no longer with the Pirates at this point. Played outfield. Maybe the switch hitter could run. Omar Moreno was with the Yankees for a minute, but not in 87.
Well, you definitely know who he is.
I definitely know who he is. Omar Moreno. You know what? This is going to be... Nah, it wasn't. I'm not even going to say Pirates because Van Slyke was there, Bonds at this point. Oh, man, I'm having a rough time here. Maybe somewhere out west? Giants, not the Dodgers. Giants?
He was with the Pirates, the Astros, the Yankees.
Yeah.
1 year with the Royals,
and
then with
here?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. I don't remember him with the Braves at all.
Last one, and
tricky.
This is fitting. Brett Saberhagen.
Brett! Royals! Wow, a lot of Royals there. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. Last two you got
Should
right.
Worry about
Guidry,
this?
Guidry and Saberhagen. It's a little history. Little Yankees Royals.
Nice.
All right, that was fun. Not a bad pack
Not
right
bad.
There. I like some of those old names. You know, the baseball ones, the names are just so familiar, which is fun.
Well, it's better than football, where we basically get every single one wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Barely even know the names of some of the football players, which is just odd. I mean, for me, I didn't have football cards growing up. But anyway, there you have it. We'll come back, and we have something that I want to get to that pertains to tonight's game that we have not discussed yet. Mets must-win game tonight, otherwise their season is over. But why losing tonight might not be the worst thing that they can endure this year. We'll get to that. BT and Sal on the Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.